From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Bangladesh authorities have deployed heavy security throughout the capital Saturday following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. The siege ended when security forces stormed the building, killing six attackers and capturing one. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Islamist State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bangladesh, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. International reaction to the attack has been swift. Kazakhstan's ambassador to India said his country would work toward coordinating global efforts against militancy during its tenure in the United Nations Security Council.
I think that during Security Council seat, we will work on these issues to coordinate all the countries' efforts to fight terrorism, because terrorism is not acceptable. What happened in Turkey, what happened in Bangladesh, it's not acceptable. We are living in 21st century, and we are facing such challenges. It's awful.
Members of the UN General Assembly just voted Kazakhstan, Sweden, Bolivia, and Ethiopia to serve on the Security Council for 2 years, starting in 2017. The government of Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency in Afghanistan is taking an increasing toll on civilian lives, with death and injuries across the country. Afghan security forces have recently increased the use of air power against insurgents, but Afghan leaders have asked the country's security authorities to exercise extreme precautions to protect and avoid civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Police in Serbia say a man opened fire with an automatic weapon in a cafe early Saturday, killing his wife and four people. At least 20 others were wounded in the attack north of the capital, Belgrade. Authorities are still investigating the circumstances of that attack. Turkey is sending a giant shipment of humanitarian aid to Gaza today, days after reaching a deal to normalize relations with Israel. The aid to Gaza comes as Gaza grapples with high unemployment and a fragile infrastructure. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sensitive to the situation in Gaza, which since 2007 has been governed by Hamas, a Muslim religious party like his own AKP. But relations between Israel and Turkey, which was once Israel's only Muslim ally, crumbled after Israeli Marines stormed an aid ship in May of 2010 to enforce a naval blockade of Gaza and killed 10 Turkish activists on board. Vote counting is continuing in Australia's east coast for the general elections. The ruling Conservative coalition is expected to lose ground as it seeks a second term after a divisive first 3 years in power. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We, as candidates, put our faith in the wisdom of the Australian people, and we ask them to vote for their future, for our future, because if we stick together, and if we stick to our plan, our future will be brighter than ever before.
The winner will likely be known late on Saturday. West Coast polls closed 2 hours after the East Coast. The UN Refugee Agency reports that 15,000 asylum seekers have gone through a so-called pre-registration process on mainland Greece. Lisa Sline reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says this pre-registration process is only open to those who entered Greece between January 2015 and March 20, 2016. This is just before the European Union and Turkey signed an agreement aimed at stopping irregular migration from Turkey to the EU. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says more than 15,500 of an estimated 49,000 people currently on mainland Greece have been pre-registered. He says they have received asylum seeker cards valid for 1 year. This allows them to live legally in Greece and access basic services. Spindler says the 15,500 pre-registered people include some 680 unaccompanied and separated children who are in need of special protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can join us for details on these stories and other news at VOA.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.